833-3123. We're on the line right now with Mr. Paul David Anthony, who is the director of the independent film called Somebody, and it's going to be having its premiere showing this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the New Canaan Library. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is this a big moment for you?
Yes, it is. And let me start by saying that Break a Leg is the best show on this radio station. It really is.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Because the cool thing about this show is that you will promote, like, big-time acts. Like, I know you were talking about George Carlin.
Yes.
And, like, the Yale Repertory Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And really big-time stuff. But at the same time, you'll have on, like, a small-time movie like this, and you'll give this some promotion, and it's I think needed promotion, the smaller projects, but you're not afraid to have somebody like me on, so I really am glad to be on. So I thank you for that.
Well, I thank you for coming to our attention and letting us know, because I mean, we like to promote everything that we possibly can, specifically since you're right here in Fairfield County.
Yes, very much so. It's a total local project, so anything you want to know about the movie, I'm happy to tell you about it.
Okay, it's called Somebody.
That's right.
All right. Now, how long did it take you to write, film, edit, and get everything ready for what we're going to see this afternoon at New Canaan?
It was probably about a year. This was really quick for me. I'd been working on a movie before this one, and it took a long time because of scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I'm not particularly learned in the writing department. I'm typically more of the film end. And I'm a real visual person. So the movies I make were very visual. So this is my first real foray into actually sitting down and writing something. But I'll tell you that even though I'm not an expert at writing, and some of the actors I have are not very good performers, or not very good, but that's not their craft. I'll tell you, somehow the movie really works. It's like when you have two negative numbers and you multiply them together, you
mm-hmm.
come out with a positive.
Oh,
that's
right.
The mathematical equivalent of this movie.
That's an interesting way to describe it. I wondered where you were going with that, Paul. You came out very positively on that.
It is. It really works.
Good. Now, give our listeners an idea of what the film is about.
The film is about a woman who sort of has like a nervous breakdown almost. And she starts off in the big city. Actually, we filmed in Times Square. And she has, like, a nervous breakdown where one day she just realizes she can't take it anymore. She's got a big, small fish in a big pond complex.
Okay.
And she says, you know what, I got to get out of here. I got to move to the suburbs. And she thinks that everything is going to be solved if she just gets out of the city.
Okay.
So that's the basic premise.
Right. And then after you get out of Times Square, most of the rest of it is shot right here in the area of Darien, Stamford, and Greenwich.
All of it's shot here in Lower Fairfield County. We shot Stamford, Greenwich, Darien, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Some places are very recognizable. We shot at a Timeless Journey comic book shop in Stamford.
Oh.
They were very helpful. Paul down there was awesome. We shot at the store I work at, Fairbanks Photo in Darien,
okay.
Which is another great place to go. And we shot in New Canaan. We shot in Greenwich. So 90% of the movie is shot in and around the area, yeah.
Well, and I see in your press release that Fairbanks Photo of Darien is also sponsoring the event.
Fairbanks Photo, yes. You got to support Fairbanks Photo. It's been around since 1947. It rules.
All right. Now, let's go back to the film again. I see you indicated it's completely produced and funded without any external financial support.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something. These independent films, you go around, you see the Sundance stuff, they say independent film.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the birds. This is independent film, Richard. This
okay.
is it. It's really made by myself and my friend Will Matthews.
All right.
And we funded it and did the whole thing, edited, did everything on our own. And it really embodies what the definition of independent film is.
Okay.
And it's happening right here.
And I think the interesting thing, too, also, that they can go to your website of pauldavidanthony.com, and they can see a preview of the trailer that you have for Somebody.
Yes, I know. It's real cliche. Everybody's got a website now. But, yes, it's a free trailer, and there's a little write-up, and there's an article, and you can find some info out about the movie. Yeah.
Okay. Now, after the showing this afternoon at New Canaan at the library, What do you hope will happen with this?
Well, right now on the immediate radar screen, I'm going to be showing it at least one more time over the summer, actually at Fairbanks Photo. We're scheduling, we don't have a date yet, but I think I'm going to do like an outdoor showing, almost like a drive-in sort of thing.
Sure.
And then I'm going to send it out to some area film festivals and see whether or not I get any traction there.
All right.
So I think it's going to be good, and the movie's really good.
Well, in the trailer that I saw when I looked at on your website, a lot of it is handheld camera, is that correct? Is
the right terminology? Oh, yeah, Richard, it's real film. It's video stuff. It's like the real thing. It's like what real artists use.
Right.
Like all this new video stuff, forget about that stuff. It's the real thing, actual film.
Okay.
So that's another cool thing about it. It's keeping it real, as they say.
Okay, now, you indicate the dialogue is campy and the acting is extemporaneous.
Yes.
And because of these two factors, the film leans toward the black humor genre. Now, is this the same as film noir, then?
Not really film noir, although I suppose it is because the main character is like an isolated person. My beautiful wife stars in the movie.
Oh.
It's more like a... I kind of like an... If you took, like, Russ Meyer, Quentin Tarantino, David Lynch, and Kevin Smith, and they all made a movie, this is probably what it would be like.
Okay, well, and we want to credit your wife. Her name is Kim, initial A, Schofield.
That's right.
And a lot of the other actors come from Norwalk, Greenwich, Darien, Wilton, and Stamford.
Right,
so
if I could just quickly, Doug Edwards, he's from Norwalk. He is awesome. And my friend Carl Smith, who is a painter, who makes really cool paintings.
Okay.
And also Charlie Houston, who's originally from Darien, who actually is I think, doing some real movies now with Jessica Alba, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so he's really hitting the big time.
Okay.
So
and then
awesome.
Renee Fortin from Wilton?
Renee Fortin is from Wilton. I've known her for years, and she delivers a really good performance also.
Okay, and Lisa Fitzsimmons.
And Lisa is a friend of mine. I know through Kim. So she's got a one-line short part, but she's very good also.
All right, and the showing is this afternoon at the New Canaan Library.
And it's free, Richard. It's free.
Free. All right, a free world premiere. You can't pass that up.
How can you? No. Why go see Mission Impossible 3? You can see something good for free.
All right. 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Paul David Anthony, for joining us this morning, and all the best.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Keep us posted on the success.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
And we'll go from a film director to a film critic, and that's our Mr. Tom Holohan, our resident critic. Good morning, sir.